Pandeham Sri Guru Siyatav Padakamalam Sri Guru Navaishnavans Cha Sri Rupam Sagrajam Tam Sahagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam Vitam Cha.
You want to come around the front? Or you don't? Either way. But usually you don't sit behind the speaker.
Actually, the traditional system is that this was the norm in India up until fairly recent times. In the time of Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, when there was a public program and men and women were present, the women would be behind a bamboo screen. They wouldn't be seen. So, times have changed. Birthday gatherings have recently become popular in India based on the Western birthday party. They're usually ceremonies of frivolity, another way to waste time. But in Krishna consciousness, we don't waste time. We spend all the time for Krishna. So, I'd like to briefly explain one verse which is spoken by Krishna about birth, human birth. Labdva sudurlabham idang bahusambhavante manusham artadam anityam apihadhira Turnam yateta napated anumrityava nishrayasaya vishayakalu sarvata syat. Krishna states this to Uddhava. That this human life is obtained after many, many births. So actually a birthday is something to celebrate. If we consider that we have the human birth, normally we've been having cat, dog, chicken, monkey, and so on kind of births. Now we have the human birth. It's very rarely attained, and it doesn't last long. Those who are young now will be old sooner than you can imagine. Now you're looking forward, soon you'll be looking back. And if you look forward from this position of being in a body twice your age or a little more, as I'm doing, then looking forward means it's time for fall down. Everyone falls down. We're afraid of sannyasis falling down. Everyone falls down. That's what Krishna says. Fall down means the body falls down, it dies. So we're supposed to be all happy and nice at birthdays, but we should always remember that every day is a death day. We're always closer to death with every day. But Krishna says we should act in such a way during this life that we don't get born again. That is the purpose of human life, to stop having any more birthdays. And if we think, well, this is kind of miserable thing to say on a happy occasion like this, we should be enjoying ourselves. Well, Krishna also says that sense enjoyment is available in all species of life. Therefore, this human life should be dedicated for this purpose of getting free from birth and death. And that, of course, is particular purpose of coming to live in Mayapur, to glorify Krishna, who's come as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So those who've come to Mayapur, you're planning to live in Mayapur, is it? Yeah. So Srila Prabhupada wanted that, a city of 50,000 devotees, not more than that. We still have quite a long way to go, but not more than 50,000. He didn't want cities, they shouldn't be any bigger than that. So having come here, please dedicate your life to serving Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's quite possible and quite easy to do many other things here apart from Krishna consciousness. But it doesn't make any sense to do anything else, especially in Mayapur. The facility is here for, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy, to be very easily fully Krishna conscious. So please take that very seriously by rising early, attending the temple programs, chanting the holy names is the way to worship Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. In this Kali Yuga, yagyai sankirtana praya yajanti hi sumedha saha. And now you're going to enter into family life. You're practically already there, so that is of course a very serious responsibility. Responsibility is not a very popular word nowadays. We hear often about rights and self-fulfillment and self-everything, self-this, self-that, but what is our responsibility? That is not much discussed. But in the culture that Krishna speaks of and lived in and introduced, and which Srila Prabhupada wanted to give us, the responsibility is more considered than the rights. So family life is a very great responsibility. Unfortunately, it's often in the modern age not taken seriously enough, because the atmosphere is very much polluted by one of sense enjoyment. Now, of course, we're not saying in family life that people should have a daily sadhana of sitting on a bed of thorns. It's some license is there for enjoyment. So you can live happily in family life. But that responsibility is there. Especially family life means children. Children have to be looked after. As I think many of you here grew up in devotee families, is it? Yeah. So, please, in your family life, take that very seriously. There are many strange ideas floating around the world at the present time. But Srila Prabhupada, when he married his disciples, he gave a very simple formula. That the wife should serve the husband and the husband should take full charge and full responsibility. So without getting too much into all this, you know, intricate, complex discussions of relationships and compatibility and so many things, which can just drive you crazy. If we just consider that the wife is to serve the husband, and the husband is to take responsibility, to take charge. It's a simple formula. And we see, you can see even now, just all around here, the Bengali villages, they don't have like complex seminars on so many things, but they just, that's probably why they have much more settled and stable family life, because they don't have all this psychological considerations. They just get on with life and do what they have to do. So please put Krishna in the center. Serve the Vaishnavas. Serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chanting his holy names. And please also read Srila Prabhupada's books. That's essential for all who would call themselves followers of Srila Prabhupada. We should know what he wants us to follow by studying his books. So Hare Krishna.
I said I'd speak for 10 minutes. That's about 10 minutes. And if you can absorb all of that and follow it in your life, then you should have a very happy life and no more birthdays. No more getting birth in this material world. Only one more birthday. Get born in the land of Krishna, the eternal spiritual world. Hare Krishna. So that was a pretty heavy dose, as I promised. And now to lighten everything up, here's some prasadam from Lord Jagannath in Puri, which I'll give to everyone.